You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Each week I've come to you guys with some frames of thought that I felt would be indicative to some of the things that I feel that I am working either on, have worked through, or been inspired to look at. And sometimes you just want to reflect. And in those reflections, it could take you into different spaces and different aspects of thought. The biggest thing that I've come to realize is each and every week that I start these different conversations for people to listen to, I try to dig deep enough to understand why would I want to talk about it and what can I give to someone who is going to listen and listen from beginning to end. And I recognize that getting somebody to listen from beginning to end, a lot of times can have variations of reasons. And each and every person that listens to what I may say may not be listening for the same reasons. And so I think it's important to be clear on the message of what it is that I'm looking to talk about, with the hopes and the intent that I give you something that you can feel imparted with. It may not be the whole message, but there could even be maybe one line or one word that triggers that moment of saying, aha, or yes, I needed that, or that makes sense, or this is usable and I can apply it. I feel like if I can maintain this level of feeling that I am imparting something that is of utter importance, then I felt like I've done what I needed to do that day. The basis of it, I think, comes around to a one term that sometimes we don't think about. I don't think it's given enough consideration, because I know that we're doing a lot of different things on a day-to-day basis, and it's not always easy to look up and do certain things because you might be distracted. You might be busy. You may have other obligations that are pulling you from different directions. Sometimes your mind is pulling you so much you have no room for anybody else to tell, say, or ask anything. In times like that, you just want to get quiet. And I find myself right now in the midst of a lot of different energies because that I am interactively working with different audiences of people. And so, believe it or not, by this time of day, I'm already on another cup of coffee because I'm exhausted. I may have been talking all day, or I've been listening to things. I've been soaking things in. I've been reading or working on something. And so you get to that point, you might feel like you have given so much attention to so many things that you're not able to focus. But I think sometimes in those moments, if we can kind of just not reflectively think about what is pulling our attention or maybe stressing us or having us feeling like we're doing too much in one direction, then we can maybe focus on an area that is something we have within that can be given at any time, and that's generosity. And generosity can stretch for a lot of reasons. It could be a token. It can be a consideration. It could be a compliment. It could be an act of service. It has so many variables. But at the heart of it, it means to openly give. And giving is one of the highest level of compliments. No one person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. Y'all know what time it is. It's Monday, and it's time for Sunny's Monday Motivation. Let's go. Welcome to Loudmouth Radio Network. My name is Sunny. As a former professional athlete turned entrepreneur realtor and the producer of Loudmouth Radio Network, I look forward to bringing content to you that empowers, inspires, and entertains you. Tune in each week as we have unscripted and unfiltered talks from entrepreneurship, real estate, politics, entertainment, comedy, LGBTQ topics, day-to-day life, and everything in between. All shows available on demand 24/7 on your favorite podcast platforms. San Jacinto, Temecula Valley areas, and throughout the Inland Empire, are you looking to become a homeowner in 2024?
Register today for the New Home in the New Year seminar hosted by Soul by Sunny. Let's get you from rental to homeowner in the new year. Get the latest insight of down payment assistance programs, whether you purchased a home before or purchasing for the first time. We want to make sure you're provided with the necessary information needed for you to buy your new home in 2024. Look forward to seeing you there.
Hi, I'm Hector Calvillo of J&H Automotive, located at 611 West Florida Avenue in Hemet, California. We are a full-service automotive repair shop where you can always expect to receive the highest quality repairs, fairest pricing, best customer service in the industry. My brother George and I grew up watching our dad work on classic cars as a backyard mechanic. His hard work ethic and dedication led us to opening up J&H Automotive in 2009. We started out with a 500 square foot repair shop, and we have consistently grown over the past 15 years to our new 10,000 square foot repair facility in the heart of Hemet. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Call 951-766-5999 to set an appointment for all your automotive service needs.
What's up, everybody? This is for my comedy industry people, specifically Loudmouth Radio Network and Sunny's Loudmouth Comedy presents For the Love of Comedy, Comedy Industry Mixer, an exclusive night to meet up, network, and laugh, celebrating all things comedy. I need you guys to come together. Tuesday, October 1st, 2024, doors open at 7 p.m. at Shooter's Bar and Grill, located right at 28950 Old Town Front Street in Temecula, California. This is going to be an opportunity for us to meet and greet, share updates, connections, make some opportunities, talk about comedy business, comedy news. Let's get together. We need to know each other. We need to see each other. And this is specifically for the comedy industry. This is a free entry. There's going to be some door prizes, raffles, giveaways, and more. I hope that you're ready. The meetup, 7 p.m. The network starts at 8, room conversations, and we're going to have a little laughter. You know we can't come together and not do that. So I look forward to seeing you guys. Get your tickets right on eventbrite.com. See you soon. Guys, I can tell you today is going to be one of those days that I'm going to make sure I pay attention to my time, because I just noticed in my intro I kind of went a little bit over the time period that I normally would. And it has become more of a consciousness for me, because I do understand that I'm on borrowed time with you. I'm borrowing your ears, and I'm taking them away from something you're doing. As I sip my coffee, I recognize that I'm drawing your attention for however much time that I'm trying to give you a message. And today I felt compelled to talk about generosity. And generosity is that thing that we all have the ability to give. We all have the ability to connect. And when it's given to us, we love it. And when there's special times and moments that you find yourself giving it to someone and your consciousness of it is there, and then the person receiving it recognizes this in grace and then turns around and confirms and acknowledges the generosity, it's a sweet mix, right? But many times we could be so busy doing things, and when you're on a mission, I'm going to say this, because sometimes we could be so focused on the things that we want that we might be blind to what is going on around us. You kind of have these blinders on because you're so focused on reaching a goal or doing something. But it's equally important to look around and pay attention and take notice of what's going on around you, because there are times that maybe what is happening in conjunction to your existence at that very moment could play tribute to somebody. You know, the generosity could surface because you witnessed something. So if you're inadvertently aware of what's going on around you, it poses this opportunity sometimes that could open you up to generosity, receiving and giving. I like when there's times when you can do something and it's not necessarily thought about heavily, but it presents itself, and you're able to kind of step up and give to it. You know, there are times when, you know, unfortunately in our society in the U.S., there's quite a bit of homeless people, almost any and everywhere you go. And a lot of times those people in the street are feeling like nobody saw them and looked up, or nobody's cared enough. So they kind of give up on themselves, or their circumstances cause them to be in a situation in which we're meeting them at that moment. It does not mean that they were the worst person in the world, or they did something evil, or they didn't deserve to have something of stability or opportunity. It just could be this moment in time in their own walk of evolution that they're experiencing this. And there's times like that, that you would never know how much of a difference you can make until you touch someone that turns around and says, you know what, I was hungry, or I didn't have any more money. I didn't have gas and you offered it to me. I didn't have a ride and you came and picked me up. I didn't have food and you came and fed me. I hadn't slept and you allowed me to rest. I didn't have nobody to watch my kids and you paid for the babysitter, or you came and watched my children for me. You know, there's just so many things that in the world that we all are drawn to and want and desire. But one of the biggest things that we can give that costs nothing, sometimes we forget. We forget about generosity. And I think that sometimes when the world has become so driven on consumerism and obtaining things and wanting things and luxury items, or you know, just these things that are always pushed, you know, as like an agenda in some form or fashion. Not that there's something wrong with luxury items. Let me just say that. But there is times when people may feel like they're overwhelmed from being exposed to stuff, which is a lot of times why people have to take breaks from social media. And they say, I have to detox. Right. Because we're collecting so much information and data. And when we collect so much, it gets into an overload. It can make the world look cloudy. Right. And so if we're really cloudy, it's hard to see things around you. It's hard to see people around you. It's hard to notice things that may be happening. How many times have you, unfortunately, been in your car, picked up your phone, you're driving, got distracted, and you found yourself drifting? Sometimes I feel like we do that in life's interactions between each other. We don't look up, or we don't take the time to say, hey, just checking on you. Hey, just wanted to see how you're doing. Hey, I was thinking about you. Hey, I don't know if you have this, but I'm going to send it to you. Right? You would be surprised if you just take the time to start taking maybe 10 more minutes to pay attention, or take 10 more minutes before you just walk out of a room or leave a room. Right? You may have been on a phone call with somebody, and you talk the majority of the time. Did you take steps back to also listen? Did y'all know that listening can be a generosity, a huge generosity? Sometimes people don't even want you to say anything. They just need somebody to outpour their feelings and emotions, because they may be feeling overwhelmed, or feel like they're not being heard, or feel lost in some form or fashion. And you just taking the time to listen can alleviate sometimes that overwhelming amount of pressure, a feeling of aloneness and no direction. Because maybe they just feel so clouded and overwhelmed in their own head. And somebody took the chance to look up and say, hey, I see you. I hear you. You know, are you good? Any of those things. Many times in our world, we do a lot of things that takes a toll on us. Sometimes our work schedule is heavy. Parenting, living is a task in itself. So how much of a level of excellence can you put in your life by showing more generosity? I read a little token right before the break of my introduction, and that was out of one of the 21 indispensable qualities of a leader, one of John C. Maxwell books. And it's a section about generosity. And the quote, which I gave, no person was ever honored for what he received. Honor has been the reward for what he gave. I forgot to give you the quote of who quote that, and that would be former American President Calvin Coolidge. And those words speak volume. I think that there are a lot of times that we have the ability to do more and we just don't. We're caught up on our own agendas and we forget about what it felt like to be in a position that maybe someone else is in, that you've been in that position before and you've moved out of it. You've moved into a new phase. So maybe you're not hungry like you were. Maybe you weren't sleeping in your car now because you done found a place. You was taking a bus. You didn't have a car. Now you got a car. So I'm not telling you to overexploit yourself, but I am definitely saying, guys, I think it's so important if we pay a little more attention to things. Sometimes we just need to listen to what is not even being said. Pay attention to what people are sharing. And a lot of that time, you might be able to accumulate or take away something that gives explanation as to maybe the reason why that person has been behaving the way they've been, or maybe they've been distant, or maybe you see them struggling in some form or fashion. And because you paid attention now you see them, you can't help but to see it. Sometimes they just need a little checkup, a little pickup, a little perk, a little verse of inspiration, a little bit of encouragement. All these things, y'all, priceless. Don't have costs. No costs. Don't have a dime attached to it. It just takes a little bit of time and consideration. I think that if we can learn to remember that we are all here having human experiences, that things can be a little lighter. I feel like sometimes we're so indulged with what we are experiencing that we drown out the fact that people are lifing and lifing like you at the same time. So it gives precedence for us to recognize our space and what we're taking up in space in other people's lives, and not in the same sense turning around and checking on them. Because we take up space too. They take up space, we take up space. For many, 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 many years, I can recall having these visions of doing certain things that I felt like would make such a huge difference in business and in community. And I would connect these different people, and in my connection, people would be empowered, and in the empowerment, people would be able to financially maybe support one another or come out and support one another in the physical or emotional or mental capacity, whatever that may look like. And I think that this was what has been my driver. It has been the underbelly of what Loudmouth has become. It's always been this resource, always been this connection. And that in itself has been a representation, an extension of me. And even now, y'all, I'm telling you guys this, I have had to say to myself, man, look, pay attention more to more things, because it's easy to get tied up. Like right now, y'all, I am so tight. Like if y'all could see my face, I am what I say, sleepy in my eyes. I am sleepy. I'm drinking some coffee, but I got like two or three other meetings tonight that I have to, contend with and get through. And so I'm pushing through. And in that, like one of my guys, he called in and checked in on me, and we were talking and everything. And it's nice sometimes for somebody to call and just check on you, right? Even though I'm in the midst of doing some heavy things, and it's to be expected that a lot of the communication is going to come through because of that. It's just still nice to be able to say, hey, how you doing? Before I just throw into them what I want to talk about. I really have had to work on that, y'all. For myself, I have really had to be mindful to greet, to not only greet and just start talking, but greet and stop and listen. So it takes this focus, right? It really does. It takes this focus, and it takes this intentional consciousness to not, one, be driven to overtalk somebody, talk past somebody, or automatically respond, even though they ain't even said everything yet. And, sometimes that excitement takes over, but it's not enough of a defining reason or excuse to not listen. And I think listening is one of those key components that helps the generosity to take effect. Because if you're listening, then you'll know how and why to respond in a way in which you would that gives some form of generosity. So as I'm wrapping this segment, I'm not going to be long at all today. I just want to tell you that it's important that we hold on to our abilities to care, right? And do better with each other. Because it is so easy to focus on yourself and get lost up in that rat race. But it's even more important to make sure you look up and look around, right? And that's the biggest thing that I think I just wanted to conform with the topic of the word generosity is that even those actions are generous. It gives generosity to me is consideration. And consideration, however that looks for you as it pertains to things you're doing or involved in, only can, you know, accentuate you. It can add value to your life. It can add value to other people's lives. So I'm just going to bid you farewell today, wrap this up, and just tell you to be intentionally great in your walk this week and do everything that you set out to do. And what you don't get to, put it down on paper and make sure you spend it back and get it done. All right, y'all. Peace.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hello, my name is Takasha Smith. I'm the owner of Takasha's Kitchen, based out of Menifee in the Southern California area. As a chef and caterer, I provide private cooking classes, couples dinners, and private parties. As a female pitmaster, I am able to create a personalized experience for your family reunion gatherings. I create menus based on my clients' needs to have a more personal vibe. You can find Takasha's Kitchen on all social media networks such as Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and my YouTube channel at Takasha's Kitchen. And that's spelled T-A-C-A-S-H-A-S Kitchen, K-I-T-C-H-E-N.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
I cannot hold this any longer. I have really, really and truly been waiting to get to the point of having this conversation and this announcement. I hope that the Temecula Valley and the surrounding areas are ready, because December 11th through the 15th of 2024, Sonny's Loudmouth Comedy presents For the Love of Comedy Winter Comedy Festival. We're talking about over 10 shows, over 5 days, over 30 amazing, talented comedians who are putting in work to bring the best dynamic aspect of laughter that they can possibly bring out of the bottom of their soul to the Temecula Valley area. When I tell y'all, I am so absolutely excited. Ever since I have become more and more injustively connected. I don't even know what I just said. Did I say conjunctively? I ain't even mean. I made up a word, y'all. Y'all heard that? That was my Jesse Jackson. Excuse me. I have become enthralled with the very thought of Sonny's Loudmouth Comedy being able to be a significant component of entertainment and quality entertainment to the Temecula Valley area. I can't begin to tell y'all how important this is to me, to be able to share this moment with you and invite you to connect to Loudmouth Comedy. I want you to know that it is nothing but a complete and utter joy to be able to watch people's faces, their spirits, their energies light up, because they come into a space and they have an opportunity to connect with people who are coming from all walks of life, who is taking the time to craft their stories, to share their experiences, to show you their wit, their super intelligent ability to pull together just stories about themselves and their experiences and their observations, and we call it comedy. And for the love of comedy, that's why For the Love of Comedy, the Winter Comedy Festival, is coming to Temecula Valley. And I pray that you would connect to us and support this awesome opportunity of entertainment right as we nestle into the holidays. So if you want to know more, I want you to go to loudmouthcomedy.com, and that's spelled L-O-U-D-D-M-O-U-T-H comedy.com. And that's where you'll find the ability to connect to us. I want you to go to our contact page. If you are a potential vendor interested in being a part of the festivities, please put into the subject line that you're inquiring about vendorship. If you also are looking at being a sponsor partner of the event, please go to our contact page, send us a message, and let us know that you're inquiring about sponsorship opportunities. And of course, my comedians, I'm going to invite you to connect to loudmouthcomedy.com, put into the contact line comedian requests, right? And I promise, you know, this is a process. This is not a race. This is a marathon. So that means that we're gonna do things right. We're gonna go through everything, and we're gonna make sure that we're contacting people and getting back to them. And I'm just so excited, guys. I am extremely proud of our community of comedians that are out here fearlessly doing the things that they love. And I think this brings a moment of honor to them, as well as to the patrons that support the art of comedy. So I definitely suggest that you connect. We will have some pre-sale opportunities for festival passes, as well as tickets. And as the lineup is being launched, you'll be able to find all that information out on loudmouthcomedy.com. I appreciate you guys for connecting and supporting. And don't forget, Sunday's Loudmouth Comedy presents Comedy and Karaoke every third Wednesday at Shooter's Bar and Grill, right in Old Town Temecula. Get your tickets at loudmouthcomedy.com. I look forward to seeing you all
later.